thank you for the opportunity to share a word here concerning prayer. And my thoughts went particularly to the closing verses of Hebrews chapter 4 and what it teaches us, what it is to pray in Jesus' name. We use that expression all the time. It becomes a way that we close our prayers. But do we really understand and take full advantage of what it is to pray in Jesus' name? So let me read those verses at the close of chapter 4 of Hebrews and then a couple of thoughts. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is not passed, that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us come, therefore, boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Book of Hebrews, more than any other book in the New Testament, draws our attention to that high priestly ministry of the Lord Jesus, a ministry that is so vitally connected to his intercession for us and our privilege to pray to him, pray to the Father in his name. And I was thinking then of the connection that this has to the Old Testament teaching concerning the high priest, and particularly taken by the garments that the high priest wore, described for us in Exodus chapter 28, garments that were for beauty, garments that were for holiness and glory. But there were three parts of the garment particularly that has an interesting term expressed with it, that Aaron, in wearing these garments, would bear something before the Lord. And I want to just mention those three pieces of garment briefly here for our meditation, and trust that will be an encouragement for you as you go to prayer and as you indeed pray in Jesus' name. But the first piece would be the ephod. And the ephod was just a little short apron that went over the shoulders of the high priest. And the remarkable thing was that on the shoulders of the ephod were two stones, one on each side. And each one of those stones bore the names of the people of Israel, six on one side, six on the other. And of course, the shoulders are the place of strength, the place of might, the place of power. And everywhere Aaron went, as he would make his way through the congregation of Israel day by day, he had that ephod upon his shoulders, bearing the names. And this is what the text says, that the ephod, he would bear the names of the people of Israel before the Lord. And it pictures his strength and his might to bear the people as the representative. And so it is that Jesus, exalted now, and you look at the book of Revelation, particularly in chapter 1, and it describes Jesus, the glorified Jesus, as being clothed with these high priestly garments. And so we can just imagine then, if you will, the ephod that the Lord Jesus is wearing, and upon his shoulders, he bears the names of his people as our representative. But the shoulders, I say, are the place of strength, the place of power. And we can learn from that that Jesus has the might to bear us and to represent us before the Father on the throne of grace. So his strength and his might to bear us. And so we pray in his name, appealing to his strength, his power, his merits, to give us that access to the very presence of God. But then attention was given to the breastplate. The breastplate was hanging over the ephod, and upon the breastplate were 12 stones, and on those 12 stones were, again, the names individually of the tribes of Israel. And the breastplate then over the heart. And it says, indeed, that Aaron would bear the names of the people over his heart. And so it is with Jesus. The heart speaks to us of his compassion, his sympathy, his mercy. And as he bears our names, even as Jesus is now exalted, he's passed through the heavens, as we've read here in Hebrews. And he's there before the throne of grace, and he bears the names of his people over his heart. He has the mercy. So not only does he have the might to plead for us before the Father, but he has the mercy to plead for us before the Father as well. And so as he is there exalted at the right hand of God, you know, we pray. We pray that the Lord would look to that one that is seated at his right hand, and to see our names upon his shoulders, and to see our names upon his heart. He has the sympathy. He's been touched with the feeling of our infirmities, the apostle says in Hebrews 4. But if we can just see our names written on those stones, as it were, over his heart, it gives us confidence indeed to come boldly before the throne of grace. And then the final piece of the garments that has that expression to bear is the crown, that holy mitre, that holy crown, that turban that he would wear. And it's described as having flashing from the brow, the expression holiness unto the Lord. And it says there when Aaron would wear this crown, bearing holiness unto the Lord, that he would bear the iniquity of the people before the Lord. So the ephod and the breastplate were bearing, Christ is bearing the names of his people, but has that interesting expression that from the crown, from that holiness unto the Lord, he's bearing the iniquity of his people. And I would suggest that the picture here is the merit that Christ has. It's sin that keeps us from fellowshipping with God. It's our own sin that keeps us from any kind of a fellowship with God. But in our place, Jesus, as our high priest, as our mediator, as our substitute, it's his holiness that shines forth, that becomes then the merits upon which we are going to make our appeals unto the Lord. So that's why we come in Jesus' name. It's not just a sign that we're ready to say amen in our prayers, but there is a theological basis, and there's a wonderful confidence that we can have that when we appeal to Jesus and pray in his name, in all of his virtue, relying upon his power, relying upon his mercy, relying upon his holiness, he has all the merit to give us acceptance and to give us a hearing before the Lord. And this is what Hebrews is telling us, therefore, that we can come boldly to that throne of grace, finding the help and the grace that we need in the time of our need. So I trust that as you will pray today and pray every day, not only in this forum, but in your own private times as well, that you take it seriously, that we pray in Jesus' name. Now, I don't have a clock with me, so I don't know how long I've talked, but that's what I need to say.